sports. I promise I really totally care who wins. If there's a net or a hoop or a hole in the ground, I hope they get it in. If they want to go to all the bases, I hope they do. If they're supposed to run past a line or whatever, I hope they do that too. Sports go sports. They tap their opponents numerically in the allotted time. Lest they disenfranchise their audience and see their revenues decline. May the partakers be sturdy and rapid in the spirited energies they exert. May they be victorious in perpetuity. Don't I look cute in this football shirt? Sports go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah. This is the most important thing that's ever occurred. The vicarious fulfillment of your dream that got deferred. You had aspirations as a kid, but you didn't have the skill. So you watched genetically superior people do the things you never will. Sports go sports! They're the competitors you prefer best, their opposing equivalents. So you can somehow feel connected to the feet of your self-appointed constituents. May the hours you spend watching post-match pontificators amplify the thrill of being a witness and better your predictive aptitude for your squad. Future physical fitness, sports go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah. Watching able-bodied millionaires play with each other. Watching less agile millionaires talk about it on TV. May they compile copious points so they are rewarded and meritorious. So you feel temporarily adjacently victorious. Sports go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah.
Every other word.
Sports, sports. Are one. Are. Go, yeah.
Every other word.
Go. Athletics number. Participants, heroes. Team.
Now in Latin.
Ludus ire ludus. Arco sun optimum. Participants of heroes. Ire quadriga seek.
Now the truth.
If you could only throw a ball, you'd have a hotter wife, lots and lots of money, and a way better life.
And a way better life.
Go sports!
I got a brand new dance I want you all to learn. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Alpine skiing. There's something I'm in. Every day from dawn till dusk, you can see them fire their guns, skiing hard amongst trees. Never stopping, always on the run. People came from miles around just to watch.
If you want to be a skier, let me tell you what to do. You gotta have time, like a month or two. And plenty of money, just a little bit more. And I don't mean hundreds, I mean figures of four. And a savings account. Rob the piggy bank. Take one of those fly now, cry later plans. And you need a mountain, preferably high, with a lodge and a pool that's right nearby. Trails and runs and a good long tow. And something else? Oh yeah, snow. Plenty of it, brother. About 6 foot of base. Little fresh powder every day, that's what they advertise. So when you got the time and the place and the loot, and the pants and the park and a good pair of boots, flannel longies and goggles and mitts, and skis and poles and waxing kits, and a few ace bandages, and a gallon jug of liniment, and a good big pillow, you're all set. So you get on the train and you head out west, where any fool knows that the skiing is best, except those in the north, or north by east, where it's not the most, but it's not the least. You practice knee bends, run down the aisle, worry about the Allberger reverse shoulder style. Let's see, what method does that Stein Erickson fella teach now? So far, so good. You're getting right along. You're at the resort in that happy throng. You go to the ski school, and what do you see? A million other people who are learning to ski, and that paragon, oh, that demigod, the handsome ski instructor. Well, you jump on your skis and get them on tight. You think you're looking like a wonderful sight. You climb up the hill with a sidestep or two. You notice everybody's looking right at you. You're first in line, brother. You're at the head of the class. Suddenly you feel accident-prone, acrophobia. So you've skied on down that first little hill. You did it real well and you didn't take a spill. You bend your knees, you've got it now. Your instructor announces, we'll try the snowplow. And brother, you hate him. And you were doing so well. You were skiing parallel on your first lesson and the whole thing. So you learned the snowplow and got it down pat. All that evening around the bar you sat and you talked like a skier about all you could do. Felt real good as you hoisted a few and you listened to the others talking and talking and talking. Couple of fools singing folk songs. Well, the day has come as you knew it would. You gotta find out if you're really any good. Whole darn class is going to the top. Chairlift feels like it's never gonna stop. It's getting higher and you're getting short of breath. You got trembling knees and a mad desire to jump. So there you are where you wanted to be, on top of the world, speaking figuratively. You're poised to move, you're headed down. Skis together, you're going to town. The air is rushing past your face. You wish you were some other place. You keep hearing voices. They're yelling at you, keep your knees together. You found a new thrill every time you went out. Don't try to explain what that thrill's all about. You can't explain it. Might as well give up trying. Let your friends float alone and find out for themselves. Sure, your friends will think that you're out of your head. They'll all be saying you'll wind up dead. But they don't know because they can't see the thrills and excitement when you learn to ski. Sure, it's chancy. You could break a leg. But can any of your friends that play golf say truthfully that they could break a leg?
Our people have a right to know, man, the story of the Jamaican bobsled team. I am Diamond. Ja!
Jamaican bobsled. Jamaican bobsled.
It was a lazy day, floating in my boat above the coral reef. I and I be burning down a big Jamaican. So turned on, I be reeling, man. I no joking.
He's no joking.
I be talking.
He be joking.
Then I fall asleep and I have a dream. And in this dream, Jah talked to me. And I could not believe what he said.
Go to the Olympics and race a bobsled.
I said, come on, Jah. What you say, Jah? This is Jamaica.
This is Jamaica.
Streets using fruit carts and 40 weight oil. Then you go to Calgary and you wait and see. They'll come from near and far to see the bobsled stars from Jamaica.
From Jamaica.
From Jamaica.
From Jamaica.
So I round up a team and we train so hard, racing through the Kingston streets. And hey man, a great deal of our training, man, was smoking lots and lots of spliefs. Oh, to keep us fit, we take another. Working hard and long on the ganja in the bong. I no joking, man.
He no joking.
Oh, we be smoking, man.
He be smoking.
This just in on the sports wire, Jamaica announced today it will enter a bobsled team in this year's Winter Olympics. We hear their entry really smokes. Little joke there.
Then the big day
they come, and we go to Calgary to see the bobsled run. I take one look and I say, no way, man, this thing look dangerous, it know I'm gonna be no fun. But the whole world's watching and we got to race in our Jamaican bobsled ship. So to give me courage while I make the run, I and I get really, really ripped. Yeah, we smoke a big slip about 2 foot long. Oh, we sit in the bobsled cause it won't be long. We'll be dying, man.
Oh, we'll be dying.
I don't wanna do this, I'm no lion, man.
Be no lion.
And the next team up in the bobsled competition is the team from Jamaica. Very interesting, Chris. Although bobsleds aren't supposed to be powered, it looks as though there's a large cloud of smoke emanating from the cockpit.
Well, there they go into turn one. Looks like they're hitting it a little high. Oh, my God, look out!
Look at his head bound!
So now I and I, back in Kingston, man, I'm so glad I survived the wreck. And it's okay, man, cause my long dreadlocks cover up the brace on my neck. Some advice for you, if you fall asleep too, and a voice in your head says, race a bobsled. Don't do it, man, don't do it, don't listen to Ja, man, he don't know what he's talking about.
Jamaican bobsled.
Alone. There's a dog race run from Anchorage to Nome. And it's a grueling race with a lightning pace where the chilly winds do wail. Beneath the northern lights cross snow and the ice and it's called the Iditarod Trail. We'll give me a team and a good lead dog and a sled that's built so fine. And let me race those miles to Nome 1049. Then when I get back to my home, hey, I can tell my tale. I did the Iditarod Trail. Well, the race, it won't be easy for the masters of the trail. And some of them will make it and some of them will fail. But just to run that race takes a tough and a hardy breed. And a lot of work done by the dogs that run across snow with a whistle and speed. We'll give me a team and a good lead dog and a sled that's built so fine. And let me race those miles to Nome 1049. Then when I get back to my home, hey, I can tell my tale. I did the Iditarod Trail. Well, I just pulled out of safety. I'm on the trail all alone. I'm doing fine and picking up time and running on in the Nome. There are no sled tracks in front of me and no one on my tail.
I did the Iditarod trail.
Well, give me a team and a good lead dog and a sled that's built so fine, and let me race those miles to Nome 1049. Then when I get back to my home, hey, I can tell my tale.
I did the Iditarod trail. I did the Iditarod trail. I did the Iditarod trail.
Hey, quit stepping on the back of my gold seals. Back up, why don't you? I hate that.
Hey, I think we're lost.
Quit crying, eh?
You drunk up all the coffee. You ate up all the grub. I've been carrying this gun for hours. I feel like Elmer Fudd.
Oh, stop.
We've been hunting these woods for years. We never had no luck.
You're right.
We ain't seen a deer all day, and you can't find a truck.
I know where we're at, too.
Oi, 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 oi. Oi, oi, oi. Yeah, we're lost cause we've been lost before, and this is what it looks like.
The track's just over the hill.
Oh, holy wow.
Hey, quit slobbering and come on.
Oh, holy wow. Who cares if we see a bug? Find the truck.
He almost drowned me.
Well, we have to dry our clothes, cause you pulled me into the creek.
You fell in.
You couldn't start a fire, so we hung down from a tree.
What was that?
All of a sudden, a big moose comes by.
What's
he must have smelled your underwear. Forget about the clothes and gun.
Okay.
Come on, let's get the heck out of here.
No.
Run, oh, run. Come on, get out of my way, you stooge. Hurry up, move. Oh. Come on, make room.
Boy,
that moose was ready to eat us up. I thought we were a goner.
Yeah.
But boy, lucky I gassed him away with that bean and broccoli bomber. You kept running and screaming for your ma till I finally tackled you. Come on, man, we're safe. That moose is gone.
Run from me, eh? I'm not running from the moose. I'm running from you, you stinky bum. Oh, it smells like burnt pumpkin.
Oi, 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 oi. Oi, 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 oi. Yeah, we're lost cause we've been lost before, and this is what it looks like.
It's just a figment of your imagination.
Oh, holy wah.
I know where we are.
Oh, holy wah.
Quit crying, eh?
Who cares if we see a
bug? I want to get that back in my spider.
We can't find a truck.
I know where it's at, too.
Well, we finally found a road after stumbling around forever.
Yeah,
we're freezing in our long johns from this embarrassing endeavor. A camper full of two-legged dolls with beer stops to pick us up. Sorry, babes. We'd really, really like a ride, but we gotta find our truck.
Bye, boys.
See you later.
What'd you say that for? Them are real women, not them blow-up kind.
Oh, hey, look.
What?
That looks just like our truck over there.
Yeah, same color, same rust, but ours was turned the other way around. What, the truck?
No, that moose again.
Oh, no, I think he smelled your underwear this time.
Here he comes.
I've written fair recitals, I am.
he'd be riding in the TT races. Easier than hopscotch beating all the top-notch aces. Once my bike was hard to ride, but I didn't mind. Until I found it hitched to Scarabangs on behind. Everybody's caring, I am such a daring rider. My inside rattles when I go the pace. My ribs begin to shake about, there's all my spare parts sticking out. So come along and see me riding in the TT race.
Team. players could never be. Isaiah and Iceman too, just give them the ball and then you talk up too. Dantley and Wiggins are on the scene, and Ralph Simpson is really mean. Bill Russell didn't take no junk, and Dal Dawkins got a monster dunk. Tell me, were you in the junk? The night Wolf scored 100 points, or when the Celtics won titles back to back and didn't give nobody no kind of slap, or when Dr. J shook the whole damn team with moves that came right out of a dream, or when Willis Reed stood so tall playing D with design. Yes,
basketball.
Right, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to You Know What? It's the Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. And before I get started, how about that Super Bowl, huh? I mean, I hate both the Patriots and the Eagles, but it was a fun game to watch, and I'm not at all unhappy. I only ask for a good game every year. This year, they gave me one. They gave me one last year, too, but Patriots won. Blech, I hate them. Anyway, don't tell anybody I said that because I live up here in New England and that could be dangerous to your health. So tonight we are doing homage to sports, mostly winter sports in honor of the upcoming Olympics in sunny South Korea. And so we have a bunch of sports related stuff, of sports you may not have heard of that a lot of people do in the wintertime when it's too cold to go outside. We started with an anthem of sorts, Garfunkel and Oates, Kate Micucci and Ricky Lindholm. Sports, go sports. Yeah, alpine skiing was the Pansy division from 19-something or other. They've been around for a long time. They're still going. Fire Him Down was Lowell Bailey and the U.S. biathlon team. Did you catch that as a biathlon song? Didn't know there were any of them, did you? Bending His Knees was Bob Gibson from 1959's Ski Songs album. I guess it's the Rock and Roll Animals after that, the Jamaican bobsled songs. After that, the bobsled song by somebody anonymous, the Iditarod Trail song, was Alaska's Hobo Jim Varsos, or if you prefer, just good old Hobo Jim. Song about the Iditarod. You didn't know there were those either. There's probably a lot of them. Can't Find a Truck was the Youpers. They're from Ishpeming in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, the UP. That's therefore the Youpers. George Formby Jr. after that, riding in the TT races. That's a thing they do in Ireland every year with motorcycles and things. And then the volleyball song, who knows who that was. But and then Curtis Blow from the Ego Trip album, 1984. Basketball. Moving on.
That simple fact is plainly obvious to see. We're gonna kick your collective posterior. Of course you realize we're speaking figuratively. Our stats are thoroughly impressive. Our coach really has a mighty touch. Our players are fast and strong and brave. And your guys, yeah, not so much. In fact, we've played teams across the nation, and you're the worst one we've come across. Try to assimilate that
And if somehow we are still failing to effectively articulate the points at hand, allow us now to summarize them in a manner that your feeble brains can understand. We're great,
we're great.
And you suck.
You suck.
We're great,
we're great.
And you suck.
You suck.
We're great,
we're great.
And you suck.
You suck.
You see, there's us.
We're great.
And then there's you.
You suck.
We're really, really great.
We're great.
In contrast, you really suck.
Really suck.
Okay, full disclosure, we're not that great, but nevertheless, you suck.
Will soon suffer swift defeat. That theory's backed up by empirical evidence. We're gonna grind up your guys into burger meat. Again, of course, we're speaking in the figurative sense. What's the use of even going through the motions when you know that you're gonna lose anyhow? So why don't you save us all some time and give up now?
You suck.
Friends, I want to tell you what happened to me last night. I was in town, had sold my tobacco, and had $125 cold cash in my pocket, and was walking up and down Church Street looking in pawn shops, trying to find a good Barlow knife to do a little swapping with when I got back home. You know how it is, John. Well, sir, I come upon this great big round building, and there was a sign on it in neon lights that said, "Hockey here tonight." Well, I said to myself, by granny, I'm going to get in on this. And there's a whole bunch of people standing in line there. There's all I wanting to go. So I fell in line, and I got up this little window, and there's a feller in there selling tickets or something. He said, "That'll be $1.50, please." I says, "What fair?" And he said, "For hockey." Well, that kind of told me. I says, "Ain't that a little high?" And he says, "No, there's some of them pays more than that." I says, "Well, I guess some of them wants to go worse than that." He says, "Yeah, and they get better seats, too." Well, sir, I got in there, and I sat down, and you won't believe this, but there's thousands of people around in a great big circle, and right down in the middle of this big building was a pond, and it is all froze over, solid ice. And there's a bunch of fellers out there on it scooting around, had runners on their shoes. And all at once, there's a feller in a striped shirt come scooting out there, had runners on his shoes, too. Come out in the middle of it, blowed a whistle, and everybody gathered around, and it got awful quiet. And I says to myself, something's going to happen right now. And this feller in the striped shirt had a little round brown thing in his hand. It is about the size of a mason's fruit jar lid. And I said to this fella sitting next to me, I said, "What is that down there?" And he said, "It's hockey." And about that time, he dropped it, and I don't blame him. Because he jumped back, and these fellas made a run at that thing, and it caused the awfulest fracas ever you've seen in your life. I mean, there's a knocking at it, them sticks, you know, and I finally figured out what they was doing. They was trying to get it off of the ice so they could skate. That thing would trip them up, you know. Liable to fall and break their contract. But they couldn't get it off of the ice because it is boarded up all the way around. And finally, they decided that they'd knock it in one of them baskets that was located on each end of the pond, about a 5-bushel basket. But they couldn't make up their minds which one they wanted to put it in. And to top that, there's two fellers standing in front of the basket. I reckon they owned them. Because they said I was adding one thing in to putting her in my basket. And they was down there scuffling around over that thing, and right in front of this feller's basket, and he turned his head for 1 second, Jerry, and in it went. You never saw a feller so tore up in your life as he was. And the people jumped up and yelled and squalled and carried on. And I did, too, because I was kind of glad. I says, "Well, maybe they can go ahead and do whatever it was they come here to do in the first place." About that time, old Smarty, the one in the striped shirt, he come running out there and grabbed that thing and throwed it down and started the whole darn thing over again. And I said, this feller sitting next to me, I says, well, why don't one of them just reach down there and grab that thing, throw it out in the backyard and get it over with? He says, well, they can't do that. I says, why? He says, they got to use their hockey sticks. Well, you can understand that. Well, sir, this went on, and the more it went, the rougher it got. And they got to hitting each other with them sticks, and one fella got to nudging another pretty dad blame solid. This fella in striped shirt run out there and blowed his whistle and made him quit, and I don't blame him. I said, this fella sitting next to me, I says, what happened then? He said he was a high-sticking him. I tell you this, friends, if there's one thing in this world them boys don't like, it's to get high stuck. Well, so that went on for, I'd say, at least 2 hours or more. And finally, I asked this fella, I said, what is that thing they're scooting around down there? And he said, that's the hockey puck. And I said, well, what they ought to do is get the puck out of there. Thing went on for, I'd say, two hours or more, and they never did get that thing off of the ice. And finally, this fella in the striped shirt, he run out there and grabbed it and run with it. Everybody got up and went home. Half of them mad and half of them glad, and I still don't know what happened. But I can tell you this, friends, if you're ever downtown and you got a dollar and a quarter on you and you see a sign that says hockey here tonight, you get in there and try it.
Me work hard 5 days a week, sweeping garbage from the street. Come home, not one book to read, not enough pictures for me see. Sit right down in favorite chair, wearing only underwear. Favorite night is Saturday night, 'cause me can watch hockey fights. Me like hockey, me like hockey.
Me not like pro basketball, 'cause me short and they all tall. Baseball slow like Forrest Gump, except when Robbie spits on ump. WrestleMania not so great, me like to see Hulk Hogan skate. TV soccer not that hot, you play bad then you get shot. Me like hockey,
me like hockey.
Swedish players must be geeks, 'cause they still got own real teeth. Not like Finnish players' names. What's a Timu anyway? Russian's worse in history. Got stupid names like Valerie.
Me like Sergei Fedorov.
Me like Imoran Fedorov.
Me like hockey.
Me like hockey. Hey.
Me like hockey.
We like hockey!
Please, Mr. Linesman, let the players fight. 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 Let them 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 fight.
Friends, come over, put game on. Argue, then we lay bets down. Got bag of chips and case of Bud. Should last till end of first period. But Yankees, they win the World Cup. Me think they cheat, use Chloe Puck. Maybe if we want to winter, maybe we should play in winter. Me like hockey. Me like hockey. Me like hockey. Me like hockey.
Oh, 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 oh.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Those cats were fast as lightning. Side of town, they were chopping them up, and they were chopping them down. It's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From the fainting to a slip, and a kicking from the hip,
everybody was kung fu fighting.
Those cats were fast as lightning. On a mission from Hong Kong, he said, "Here comes the big boss. Let's get it on." We took a bow and made a stand. We started swinging with our hands. A sudden motion made me skip. Now we're into a brand new trick.
Oh, everybody was kung fu fighting.
Oh,
in the day at my high school I didn't play sports. I was not cool, it's not as bad as it might seem. I was captain of the chess team. Sicilian e4 c5 knight f3 for black, it's fun. Beware the Najdorf when you're playing chess. Yes. The only game I'll ever love. Kings and queens are what I'm singing of. When I use Staunton pieces, my FIDE rating increases. Kasparov was my mentor. He said control the center. I love Ruy Lopez. E4, E5, knight E3, knight C6. It's the best. You could call it a hard race. It's chess, the only game I'll ever love. Long Poussin is what I'm singing of.
Don't ever call a
A knight, a horse. It's not a castle, it's a rook, of course. Maybe checkers is the game for you.
Yes, the only game I'll have.
Since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. He plays by intuition, I never seen him fall. The deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. Don't hear no buzzes and bells. Don't see no lights a flashing. He plays by sense of smell. He always gets a replay. The digit counters fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard. He has to be a twist. A pinball wizard, he's got such a supple wrist. He's a pinball wizard, his score shoots even more. The pinball wizard, the world's new pinball lord.
Again, I likes to go bowling. bowling with my best friend Bert, with my bowling ball and my bowling shirt. Bowling is my kind of game. Bowling is my kind of game.
What you want to do tonight different, Easy?
I want to play pool.
How you play pool?
Well, I'll tell you how to play pool.
You will?
Well, first we have to find a place that has a table.
Oh, yeah, I know it.
It's a special-made table.
It is?
It's about 8 foot long, about 4 foot wide, and has 6 pockets.
What you doing with all them pockets?
You have to have a place to put your balls.
Well, I got a good place I've been keeping them.
Will you find the place that has a table? You give me a quarter.
What I give you a quarter for?
I'm going to put it in the slot, and when I push it in, your balls will fall out.
Oh, hell no. Funny, everybody?
Well, certainly.
They don't care?
They're going to be watching you.
Oh, damn. Now what I do?
Now, we take your balls.
Yeah?
And we lay them up on the table.
Oh, hell no.
And we rack them.
What you rack them for?
That's so you can get a better break at them.
I'm getting a damn good break where they are. Now what?
You gonna give me a dime.
What I give you a dime for?
I'm gonna flip it to see who gets to bust the balls first.
Easy, that sounds like a rough damn game to me. Now what I do?
Well, now you have to have your club. You have your club?
Yeah, oh, hell yeah, I got it. I carry that where I go. Now what?
What size is your club?
It's none of your damn business what size my club.
You idiot, they have small, medium, and large.
Well, I'm located in the medium class. Now what?
Now, you take your club.
I do.
And you lay it up on the table and you roll it across the table.
You must be joking. I can't even get it. Well, just forget it, is it?
You idiot. That's to see whether it's straight or not.
Yeah?
Is your club straight?
No, it kind of curves a little in the middle.
You can still play with it, can't you?
Oh, hell yeah. I give it hell every once in a while. Now, what I do
then?
You
take your club in your hand.
Yeah?
And you chalk the end of it.
Huh?
You chalk the end of it.
What I chalk the end of it for?
That's to keep it from slipping.
You ain't got nothing to put on it to keep it from bending, have you?
Now. Now.
Yeah?
You take one little ball and you lay it on the other end of the table.
I got 2 little balls. Now.
You take your club in your hand.
Oh, hell yeah.
You aim it at the ball.
Oh, hell yeah.
You pull back just as far as you can pull.
Yeah.
You come forward and hit the ball and balls will fly everywhere.
Oh, hell no.
Now,
yeah.
If you bank your ball,
yeah,
and you cut it too much, you're going to scratch.
Yeah. What'd I do then?
You put a little English on your ball.
What's English?
That's the position you get in to cut your ball.
Oh, Easy, you ought to see me. I'm getting some of the awfulest positions you ever had. Just go ahead. What do you do now?
You may get into a position where you have to use a rake on your club.
Oh, hell no. You're not getting that kind of position.
Well, certainly.
I do.
The first one that gets all of their balls in their pocket, that means they win it.
They do?
And that gives us a chance to do it all over again.
Oh, hell no. I don't believe I like that, is it? First thing you want me to do is give you a quarter and you drop it in the slot and my balls fall out. Then you want to rack my balls on top of that table. Then you want to take a club and beat my balls. And then you want me to give you a dime so you can bust my balls. And then next thing you want to do is get a rake and rake them. You know what? I don't believe I'll just rather just stick to playing golf or shooting bull. I'll tell you that because I don't like that pool game.
I think you better.
Wretched cards. I've never seen such garbage before. What did I do to deserve such rotten hands?
Hey, wait a minute. I don't believe it.
I've got 2 aces in the hole, and they don't know.
This part is destined to be mine. I'm a Pogarachi. This part is destined to be mine. I'll play it cagey, not bet too heavy. Should I let on, like kids in school, they'll drop out. Now let's see. Frida has a queen high, Bella has a low pair, Rose has a possible, and I just made three aces. Rose bets, Bella raises, and I raise again. Here comes the moment I've been waiting for. Girl, listen.
With the television on, we do it until we're pale and wan. We never had so much fun in our lives. We even do it now with each other's wives. It's a wonderful indoor sport. It's a wonderful indoor sport. Just like they say on a rainy day, it's a wonderful indoor sport. We've done it so much that we are thinner now. We don't even stop to eat dinner now. But we'll have to give this playing up, because the men find it difficult staying up. It's a wonderful indoor sport. It's a wonderful indoor sport. When the girls are tight and their mood is right, it's a wonderful indoor sport. We did it one night until very late. We thought our wives we could educate. To our surprise, before the wives were through, they were using words we didn't know they knew. It's a wonderful indoor sport. It's a wonderful indoor sport. When the girls are hot, the men learn a lot. It's a wonderful indoor sport. We've done it in front of the fire too. We don't seem to lose the desire too. We do it in the morning when we wake up, just before we reach for the coffee cup. It's a wonderful indoor sport. It's a wonderful indoor sport. Both night and day we improve our play. It's a wonderful indoor sport. Last night we were doing it with Marie, who learned how to do it in gay Paris. The wives resent all the slang from her, but the men all get quite a bang from her. It's a wonderful indoor sport. It's a wonderful indoor sport. And we just haven't been the same since we got our Scrabble game.
The football game is starting. I'm in the stands alone. My baby's on the sideline with a megaphone. Instead of being up here cuddling with me, she's cheering, cheering, cheering the team to victory.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I wish I had my baby back.
Go, hold that line.
It's killing this romance of mine. Look at her jump.
wake up in the morning and it's 40 below. The weatherman tells me it's too cold to snow. I look out the window and I know that he's lying. My car's out of sight and the snow is still flying. Will the car start?
Hey, you know it won't.
Did they plow the road?
You know they don't.
Am I late for work?
You know you are.
Stuck again.
So is your car.
I shovel and I shovel and I shovel that snow. I gotta get out, but my car won't go. I get the cabin fever when the north wind blows. I gotta get out, but my car won't go.
Call up the neighbor, he's got four-wheel drive. He can't get out, he's buried alive. Snowshoe over, play some 15-2. I gotta cheer up, cause I feel so blue. Crank up the blower.
Hey, it won't run.
Grab the shovel.
Ah, it's much more fun.
My back is broke.
You're halfway there.
Snowing again. Well, I don't care.
I shovel and I shovel and I shovel that snow. I gotta get out, but my car won't go. I get the cabin fever when the north wind blows. I gotta get out, but my car won't go.
I got a hot date, I can't be late. I'm still snowed in, she just can't wait. I'm stuck in the drive, stuck in the house, watching TV, stuck on the couch. Start eating again.
Oh, what a bore.
I jump the sides.
Ah, eat some more.
I look like hell.
Well, loosen the belt.
One of these days, this snow's gonna melt.
I shovel and I shovel and I shovel that snow. I gotta get out, but my car won't go. I get the cabin fever when the north wind blows. I gotta get out, but my car won't go. I shovel and I shovel and I shovel that snow. I shovel and I shovel and I shovel that.
Okay, we're back, and I want to, before I start yakking, I want to give the props to David Robidoux, who's the guy behind NFL Films music. That stirring stuff that just gets to all of us in a way we can't quite understand or explain. At least that's how it seems to me. Anyway, we have a sports playlist here for you, the lineup. We started that set with Weird Al and the sports song. Hockey Here Tonight was Archie Campbell. That sounded like the Andy Griffith thing about football. He used to be on Hee Haw and had a big hit with something called Rindercella. It's called Spoonerisms. And maybe you remember Jack Ross's version of pretty much the same thing. Moving on. Me Like Hockey was the Arrogant Worms.
Me Like Hockey.
They're from Kingston, Ontario, and probably don't mind this weather a bit. Tom Jones and the Moog Cookbook, Kung Fu Fighting. Chess was the Singing Nerd. That was my indoor sport of choice when I was a kid. The Folsom Pinball Wizard Blues was Puddle's Pity Party from Philadelphia. Congratulations to the Eagles again. He was on America's Got Talent and made it into some of the final rounds, but I watched it just to see him, and I lost my heart, like most of America, to little Darcy Lynn. If you don't know who I'm talking about, look her up. She's freaking amazing. Asleep at the Wheel after that, the bowling song, Pokarachi. Oh, no, wait. The pool game between that was Jeb and Cousin Easy. I think they were a married couple that didn't quite get along. I don't know, like Jigs and Maggie or something. Pokarachi was Christine Nelson. Cliff Foray, a wonderful indoor sport. I recommend it. Can't play it, but I recommend it. Cheerleader was Paul Peterson. You remember him from the Donna Reed Show. That was from 1963. He had a bit of a thing. I think this was on the other side, or at least the same, you know, sort of album as Can't Find Her Keys. And then, bringing up the rear, the only winter sport that really matters, getting along in the snow. And that was, of course, the Youpers again. And that brings it up to where we are now, which is time to leave. I will have two or three more for you, and I will see you again next week. Please stay warm. It's only February. Thank you.
watch the Eagles run.
Cause the Bills just can't be beat. And at oldies 104, we know we're headed for the Super Bowl. We said so.
We're starting our campaign in London town. Buffalo is going to London town.
Draw a picture in my mind. It fills a point in space. The goal rides high on passion, and magical things happen in that place. Of those who play some understand, it's so much more than just a score. How great of a creator, where there was nothing there before. Drag me down to a whisper, you'll raise me up with a thrill. You've taken over my life and my soul. I have no control, you can do what you will. Sometimes it all feels so right.